This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, this is the home of the binary trigger. This is the home of the Reformation line. This is the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Today's the 7th. Yesterday was the anniversary of D-Day, the 75th anniversary of D-Day. That was when 73,000 young American troops hit the beaches of Normandy, Omaha, and Utah. Those that went there and lived to come back are now in their 90s. Our living memory of that will soon be gone. We still have this extraordinary generation among us right now, though, and this is the year, month, and day to reach out and thank them. But it's also a moment to think about what the day means for us. The operation was named Operation Overlord, and it was epic in every sense of the word, enormous in size and significance and the cost. On beaches coming into Normandy, France, in a moment of just absolute crazed resolve, faith, commitment, these boys from across America risked everything they had. And had they not done so, the freedoms and prosperity that we take as a birthright daily might not be ours. If by some stretch America had survived and endured at all, we would be an island in an ocean of unthinkable darkness. Those guys hitting that beach, those kids hitting that beach, knew the fight was all or nothing. Win or freedom perishes, prevail against the evil that had taken Europe, or allow something to stand that could not. So they gave it everything they had. That invasion, which the Nazis thought they could halt on the beach, is what made freeing Europe possible. But it did not come without enormous human costs, both in those lost on that day and in the memories and the horrors experienced, which lasted a lifetime for those who were there. I mean, if you want to talk about PTSD, go watch Saving Private Ryan when they hit the beach. Then just imagine that for real. On Omaha Beach alone, 1,500 American soldiers were dead, and 3,000 were seriously wounded. And another 2,000 were forever missing, and 26 were captured. It was nothing. It was a sandy, salty mayhem. But it changed everything. And from that moment forward, the Germans were in retreat. The Nazi war machine had one more shot. They would give it one last Hail Mary. This was known as the Battle of the Bulge. But the Normandy invasion turned the page. It rounded the corner, if you will, and it put the power of a moral alliance that would not quit in the heart of France, and evil in retreat until the Allied armies crushed it. And all of that stuff I'm describing to you, that all began 75 years ago yesterday. We were a different nation back then. We were a different nation. We felt everything as one nation. To be sure, of course, there was division and everything, but we didn't have identity politics. We didn't have any of this social media nonsense. You can go back and look at pictures of the time to get an idea of what this was like. There's one that I saw. It's not from the war zone, but it's from New York City. It is the highly human reactions and the tension on everybody's face and the worry in the hearts. And you can almost hear the hearts beating through this picture, knowing what is happening as they look up at the ribbon of news above them in Times Square. By the time the New Yorkers awoke, reading this news, our guys were in there fighting, confronting evil head on, bravely running at mortars and artillery and machine gun fire, climbing 200-foot sheer cliffs and driving back those who were sworn to stop them. On that day, the Daily News announced, "Invasion begins." And the New York Times delivered words from Supreme Allied Commander Dwight Eisenhower. "Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France." Three quarters of a century later, we sit here, and they didn't know what was going to happen when that attack began. They didn't know. For them, there was nothing inevitable. They only knew that for them to try to get anywhere, they had to do this. To be successful in Europe or the Pacific, they had to, change the direction. That was one with a lot of heart and a lot of soul. Those guys made it happen. And that's what we need to remember on this anniversary. If we can bring ourselves to it, we need to look back with that sort of appreciation that'll take your good heart to a moment of silence in sheer awe of what those guys did, those boys. That's referred to as the greatest generation, and I think they deserve it. I mean, I did my time in the Army. I did it when I came of age to be in the Army. I gave them my time. I gave them my youth, and then I got out and I moved on. But I was nothing like those guys. Combat back then was a very basic, brutal, blunt occupation. We were just beginning the vestige of special operations. Those sheer cliffs were climbed by the first Rangers, Darby's Rangers. And there were people shooting down at them while they climbed those cliffs. And still they did it. The nation as a whole... Excuse me, the nation as a whole, we were all coalesced around that one goal. We could do it again. We could do it again. Will we? I don't know. But to the ones that have, the ones that went there and preserved and protected and delivered, and they re-gifted us that which we take advantage, take for granted today. We owe them the gratitude. The ones that are still alive, we owe them the gratitude. The ones that have passed, we owe them the gratitude. And we owe them more than that. So we should keep the memory of that alive long after all of these gallant souls have passed away. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done.
Your guns are hungry.
Feast on recoil and are ravenous for performance. On the menu, Aguila Ammunition's complete line of rimfire, centerfire, and shot shells. Each and every round of Aguila Ammunition is made with the highest quality of materials and crafted to ensure optimal reliability, accuracy, and proficiency. Visit AguilaAmmo.com and let the feeding frenzy begin. Aguila Ammunition. Feed your firearm.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check those guys out. Check out Jay and the son and everybody there at franklinarmory.com. 401ks. A 401k is two things to a leftist. First of all, a pool of 401ks is this big pool of money just sitting there. And they look at that. Now, that money in the form of a 401k, in the event that's if it's your 401k, that's your money. And that means you can take it out and then you have your money. And then depending on what you do with it, you can either spend every dime of it, you can conserve it, and then leave it to people after you. And that's your money. The left looks at 401ks as something, a pool of money that's just sitting there, not doing anything in the meantime, and they want to take it, and they'll pay you an annuity, but when you die, the annuity goes away. Whatever was left over, well, they're just going to take that. So that's one reason I look at a 401k as, and the other problem is this, most people, and I may be wrong about this, when I had a 401k, I didn't pay near enough attention to it, and I didn't look at who they were trading with and everything else, because the 401k has an administrator, and it's basically, you're playing in the stock market, but you're playing in it with contributions to your retirement fund. So you can win, you can earn money and lose money based upon how your investments go. So that's also a thing, a 401k, is it's a bit of a risk, a little bit of a risk. Now, the Trump-hating leftists, they also know how to cause trouble another way. Right now, we have record low unemployment. We have a thriving economy. But there's all these well-organized activists interrupting town halls and blocking traffic in major cities and using violence. We see that, but the part that we don't see is what happens otherwise. There's another awful type of activism happening out there. Through this activity, which is very underreported, it also affects everybody's 401 retirement savings. Shareholder activists are taking direct aim at companies like oil companies and gun manufacturers by abusing rules that publicly traded companies must follow to promote a far-left agenda. Instead of trying to pass gun control laws through Congress, they're forcing public companies to bend to their will. What they're doing is dangerous. Recently, we had something that happened to Smith & Wesson. According to the Free Beacon, an obscure women's group called the Adrian Dominican Sisters had organized its 600 members to become marginal shareholders in gun companies to pass far-left political resolutions. In this case, Smith & Wesson's parent company was forced to do a study about so-called smart guns, which was a very expensive process, and it showed that smart guns are not viable, and the consumers overwhelmingly do not blame gun manufacturers for crimes committed by criminals with their products. Both results, we already knew that. We didn't need for anybody to undertake a study, but ultimately Smith & Wesson emphasized that its reputation for supporting the Second Amendment was much more important than attempting to appease its critics. Other asset managers and hedge fund leaders are willing to cave to activists in the form of virtue signaling because they fear retribution and take actions not in the shareholders' best interest, which is against their fiduciary responsibility, by the way. Like Dick's Sporting Goods CEO, Edward Stack, he frequently speaks about how his company's losing money to stop selling guns while claiming that it was the right thing to do. Now, for everybody holding shares and investing in his company, which he is the biggest shareholder, no doubt about it, but he has shareholders. The people that are counting on those stock dividends for retirement, I doubt they would agree. I don't think they would agree with him at all. This sort of activity goes against the shareholders' interests and directly harms investment portfolios which own those shares. And these agitators are cautious about branding their organizations in ways which encourages the anti-gun fake stream media to generate sympathetic reports to their cause, which further damages their company's reputations. And that's why the anti-Smith & Wesson activists were nuns. It's the same reason why Handgun Control Incorporated changed their name to the softer-sounding Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. These are very, very well organized. Now, they're taking it a step further by sponsoring legislation, House Resolution 2364, that would turn the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, into a political policing operation by forcing financial institutions to disclose significant investments with gun and ammunition manufacturers. The goal here is to try to shame them, to embarrass them. And while they're doing it, they're also going to harm the manufacturer's bottom line. This is a really reckless game. This is a reckless game played by shareholder activists. It makes it dangerous for shareholders who invest money that they will need to carry them through retirement. Now, Americans for Tax Reform have taken a positive step in this cause by starting the Shareholder Advocacy Forum, which will provide a voice to legitimate shareholders while holding executives accountable when they embrace these activist proposals. But there should always be repercussions for any company leader who would bend to the will of a left-winger. This really needs to end now. Enough is enough of this. Your retirement savings and everything else, you should be deciding where that's going. If you have a 401k, and you're listening to this, you might want to call whoever manages your 401k, find out where they're trading. If they are trading in a gun company, that's great. But if they're trading in a gun company in a way to where they're hurting your retirement income, you need to take a positive step and do something about that. I don't like 401ks simply because it seems like everybody kicks those out of their system. Then you have all this money they're going to penalize you for, and they want you to move it somewhere else and do something else with it. It's quite precarious. And I don't know. There's got to be another investment vehicle besides a 401k, because these things are just fraught with danger. They're just fraught with danger. And I'm not a financial planner or anything. I'm just looking at what I see as just a normal reasoning person. So you got a 401k. Know that they're either looking at it as a pool of money, or if it's invested in a gun company, they're just going to try to devalue it altogether. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Discussions over tariffs set to be imposed on Mexican imports are continuing on Friday, Now, the president is saying those meetings are going well, but if they don't, the president is threatening to impose tariffs as soon as Monday unless Mexico stops the flow of illegal aliens crossing into the United States from Mexico. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Mark Morgan tells Fox News,
"We need Mexico to step up. Look, we've worked with them for decades, and we'll put some pressure. They'll do some good things for a little bit, and then they go back to the sidelines. That has to stop. This is clearly a crisis. We need Mexico, that are integral part, to be partners with us to stop this."
Wall Street is wrapping up its best week of the year with another day of big gains. A weak jobs report raised speculation of an interest rate cut by the Fed Reserve. And at the closing bell, the Dow was up 263 points to close at 25,984. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now then, Dateline Seattle. Got friends in Seattle. Seattle has become one of the most anti-gun rights cities in the United States, and their leadership, who are now wringing their hands over a Memorial Day shooting incident that left a mother and toddler wounded, will likely propose some more gun control laws, probably including yet another attempt to repeal state preemption. In the wake of the latest shooting, City Councilwoman Teresa Mosqueda said the incident underscores the deep need to move forward on gun violence prevention programs and restrictions on firearms. Same story quoted a colleague, Councilwoman Lorena Gonzalez, advocating for common sense gun legislation. Mayor Jenny Durkin later in the week acknowledged, "We believe they are connected to some of the other incidents of violence and gunshots that we've had." KOMO News reported that a 20-year-old man was arrested in connection with the shooting. He reportedly was under Department of Corrections supervision, which in the Evergreen State apparently doesn't mean much. Whether or not he was under Department of Corrections supervision, he was 20. At the age of 20, he couldn't legally buy a handgun. He couldn't carry one, especially if he's under DOC supervision. Now, gun rights advocates in Seattle might suggest to the two councilwomen that they should consider cracking down on people under DOC supervision who apparently have guns rather than on law-abiding citizens who had nothing to do with the crime. But that's way too. That's pandering, isn't it? This was all before what happened in Virginia Beach, in which a man identified as D. Wayne Craddock murdered a dozen people in a municipal building with a pair of pistols he reportedly bought legally. The legal part of that would have required he passed a background check. He bought one gun in 2016 and the other last year, according to CNN. He was killed in a shootout with the responding police. It has not yet been revealed whether Craddock had a license to carry. Now, anti-gunners habitually want to announce new handgun control proposals every time one of these incidents comes up, even when they happen at the far end of the country. That always is that's always bothered me, that kind of opportunism. Back in Washington State, according to an updated report from the Department of Licensing, there are now 616,698 active concealed pistol licenses, including 99,843 in King County, which encompasses Seattle. So the city administration needs to get something straight. It's not the good guys with the guns who are shooting up the city. It's the bad guys. Despite a string of restrictive gun control efforts in recent years, including two multi-million dollar citizen initiatives funded by a billionaire-backed Seattle-based gun prohibition lobbying group, they haven't been the least bit affected by any of this. Now, when it comes to these concealed pistol licenses, the anti-gunners in Washington State, they're sort of swimming against the tide. The May number reflects an increase of 8,238 since the beginning of 2019. Last year saw the state add 17,711 new licenses. The number of active CPLs has in the state has nearly doubled since 2013. And this amounts roughly to 1 in 10 adults in the state being licensed to carry. And they uniformly recognize that the Seattle city government is not their friend. For the third year since the city began collecting a gun violence tax on the sale of firearms and ammunition, those tax revenues have gone down. And this puts the lie to a prediction in 2015 from then-Councilman Tim Burgess that this tax would rake in between $300,000 and $500,000. Took a lawsuit by the GunMag.com and Second Amendment Foundation to force the city to reveal that its 2016 tax collection was $103,766.22. The following year, they pulled in $93,220. Last year, $77,518. This tax was opposed by the Second Amendment Foundation, the NRA, the NSSF, and everybody sued unsuccessfully to overturn it. Gottlieb predicted accurately 3 years ago that the tax would be a failure on all counts, revenue and crime reduction. And right on all counts, Alan. Part of the problem was that, you know, the gun shop said, "I'm not going to stay here." One of the city's biggest gun stores pulled out immediately in 2016 and moved north, taking their customers and their money with it. The other big retailer sends its customers south to its outlet in Fife in neighboring Pierce County. The other part of the problem is simple. Seattle gun owners just decided to go outside the city to buy guns and ammunition. The gangbangers, who seem to be involved in what now appears to be multiple shootings, probably didn't acquire their firearms legally in either case. In 2014, the Alliance for Gun Responsibility pushed through a $10.2 million initiative to require so-called universal background checks on all gun transfers, with limited exceptions for family members. Gangs and the other criminals don't bother with background checks, and they don't hit the local gun shows, and so they don't take any kind of a background check. Seattle police recently staged a couple of drug raids in which they recovered illegal drugs and firearms. It hasn't been reported yet whether any of those guns were stolen. Now, according to MyNorthwest.com, Mayor Durkin said police think the shootings are connected to turf issues between rival gangs, which has nothing to do with gun ownership, by the way. The story said the city's South Precinct has experienced a 65% increase in shots fired calls since this time last year. Speaking of last year, the city recorded 32 homicides. That was up from 28 homicides in 2017 and nearly double the 2016 by the count of 18. Alan Gottlieb said this, the failure of this gun tax to accomplish anything good was as predictable as November rain in Seattle. The city's gun violence tax has been a miserable flop. It has provided a false sense of accomplishment while penalizing business owners and the law-abiding citizens they once served. The more this becomes apparent, and it's really becoming apparent, we're going to start to see pushback on some of this. We're already seeing it within certain pockets of the United States, and I expect to see this accelerate as we go along with it. But this is another dismal failure. This is nothing more than a blind, a headlong, we're just going to make it hard for you to buy a gun. That's what it was. That's all it was. That's all it ever was going to be. And it's not enough. They don't have enough of it right now. Every time something happens where somebody bad does something bad to somebody, they want to add more to it. And yet, it's stopping nothing. The measures they have are stopping nothing. Anything they add to it will stop nothing. It'll just make it miserable to be a gun owner in Seattle. And just like the gun shops who voted economically and moved out and took everything with them, took the money and everything else, Seattle will end up losing on that one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care to thank my boss for the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I want you to remember this, and remember I said it. As long as mankind has free will and a brain, there will always be bad people. There will always be bad people. Doesn't matter how many, you know, it doesn't matter how politically correct they want us to be. It doesn't matter how, how nice they want us. It doesn't matter. As long as we have free will and brains, there's always going to be bad people. Now, implicit in a gun grabber's effort to reduce or eliminate civilian gun ownership is this fallacy that we can somehow reach a kind of utopian level of peace and tranquility in which crime is virtually eliminated, and what little there may be still is quickly and efficiently handled by the police. Sort of like Demolition Man. Remember when they thawed Sylvester Stallone, and they also thawed bad guy Wesley Snipes, and he came out there and just tore the city apart himself. And all along the way, there was already an underground there that refused to put up with the nonsense. Now, recently, since the Virginia Beach shooting, White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney appeared for whenever they show up for these things, it's actually a sort of a ritual public beating. But he was interviewed on Meet the Press. And I just like once to hear someone in authority raise the number of defensive uses of firearms in this country as to the never-ending debate of individual liberty versus safety. He did have this to say. And this is as true a statement as anybody's going to make. He said there are things that the government can do, but we're never going to protect everybody against everybody who is deranged. You're never going to make everything perfectly safe, but we're doing a lot better on enforcement, he said. It wasn't immediately clear what enforcement he was specifically referring to. And the White House did not reply to the Huffington Post request for comment. I didn't even know they were still a thing. Now, asked if Trump believes it should be harder to get a gun, Mulvaney said the president believes very firmly in the Second Amendment, which protects an individual's right to keep and bear arms. He said, people like this are the exception. People who commit these kind of crimes are the exception, not the other way around. 99.9% of people in this country who own a gun are law-abiding citizens. South Carolina's own. Thank you there, sir. Now, moving on into immigration. Immigration is a very important thing, too. With that will come, you know, part of the problem with immigration is who we're allowing to come through the southern border. And with what Trump's doing on tariffs and everything, I hope that is very successful. But conditioned response is a really sort of funny thing. One of the conditioned responses is the statement that they're all probably all nice people, which is what a lot of people say about all illegal migrants. But it's also a dangerous thing. Tucker Carlson said it the other day when he was discussing 1% of Guatemalans have left for our country in just the last year. It's a qualifier reflecting that one has been put on the defensive in a losing position. Now, I think Tucker Carlson is pretty good at what he does, so I'm not going to attack him. But this is a cautionary tale. A intrepid culture warrior like Carlson can be conditioned to behave defensively when he should be unabashedly, unashamedly taking the offensive, which is always the best defense. But this speaks volumes about the effectiveness of their leftist conditioning. The quoted statement is illogical. No large group contains members who are all nice people. And Carlson himself pointed out last year, citing data from the U.S. Sentencing Commission, illegals do, unsurprisingly, commit an inordinate amount of crime. How is that nice? It also follows that those migrating illegally, making a conscious decision to violate another nation's sovereignty and their laws, would include an inordinate number of not-so-nice people. So that said, let me be clear here. If anybody thinks I'm being unnice, that's fine. I couldn't care less. And it's wholly irrelevant whether those invading our country are or aren't nice people. I'm not God. I'm not a judge. I'm not judging their souls. Interestingly, many who would scold, do not judge lest ye be judged, when hearing others judge people as bad, will themselves judge the same people as good. But if one can't judge hearts, that would include positive judgments. And I simply want them to stay the heck out of this country, my country, the one I was lucky to be born into, and be expelled if they've already invaded. And if you can't say this, if you can't say, get out, you're here illegally, get out. If you can't say that, you're losing the immigration debate, the migration debate. Realize that the left, some of whose vanguard is actually quite master manipulators, they've conned us into apologizing for doing what's right. They've conned us into apologizing for enforcing law. But what other crime do we address so sheepishly, qualifying our opposition to it with notions that the perps are just seeking a better life and may be nice people? I'm sure there's some counterfeiters that are nice people. I'm sure there's drug pushers that are very nice people, family people. What's niceness got to do with it, though? I was talking about earlier in this hour, I was talking about D-Day. It is safe to say that most of the German soldiers, who were just young men who were conscripted into service invading Poland in 1939 and USSR in 1941, were nice people. Should they have been given blankets and lawyers and court dates and handouts and ultimately invitations to stay? Nice is irrelevant. Nice doesn't save civilization. Nice never won a war, hot or cold, actual or cultural. Theological correctness informs that man is good by nature, though that nature is fallen because he was made by God and for God. Reflecting this, most people want to do good, though often they don't know what good is. So nice is not unique, and it's neither good nor nice to invite into our midst people who, well-intentioned or not, will irrevocably alter our culture for the worse, transforming our land into something more closely resembling what they left. Why is it okay? I hear all these people from the South talking about people coming down here from the North, and that's not okay, but it's okay for these people to come in here. Relevant here is that 70 to 90% of these illegals, not to mention the same percentage of legal immigrants, vote for leftists upon being naturalized and sometimes before. Why do you think the Democrats want them here? It's not because they're nice. So could we just drop the nice illegals qualifier? It doesn't matter if they're nice, only that they're here and not where they're supposed to be, at home, building up their own doggone country. If they can't make their own lands better, why would we think that they wouldn't make ours worse? Right now, everybody's wringing their hands. Bill's lost his mind. I'm losing my mind over some of this nonsense, but that's okay. Coming up in the third hour, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. He's going to be calling in from Australia. He's getting short in Australia. He'll be coming home soon. But that's coming up in the third hour. We're headed to the second hour, and that's just going to be me and you as we go around that there bend. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.